class identification, one current within the class. The revolutionary organisation must always see itself as part of the class. In order to strengthen this identification, it must develop and extend its influence in that class. As an anarchist communist organisation, we see ourselves not as outside or beyond the working class, but as part of it. At the same time, the anarchist communist organisation must recognise itself as being in ideological advance of the class as a whole. As it is part of the working class and at the same time a distinct tendency within it, the anarchist communist organisation sees the need for revolution at a time where the majority of the working class does not. Ideological advance should not be confused with practical advance because, as we have said, workers everywhere learn new forms of struggle and organisation that can benefit other workers. The anarchist communist revolutionary organisation must always be ready to learn from the practical activity of the class and should be expected to constantly revise its tactics within the unfolding situation. It should always realise that it is not infallible and does not have all the answers all of the time. It is inevitably transformed as the working class is itself transformed in the revolutionary process. We must remember that ideological advance does not make us something other than a part of the working class. Because it is part of the working class and at the same time a distinct tendency within it, the revolutionary organisation faces a contradiction in its relationship to other working people. Of course, if it is not part of the class, then, like other groups, it tends towards elitism, vanguardism and divorce from class reality. Theory and practice must be rooted in concrete conditions. There are dangers in these contradictions, and the anarchist communist revolutionary organisation must be aware of this and derive a practice from this awareness. This contradiction cannot be completely removed until the triumph of libertarian communist society. It should be emphasised that unlike the approach of Leninist organisations, we never divert, disrupt or take over working class struggles in order to increase our membership.